We're here to get stuff done. You know what I'm saying? We're here to make sure that our kids have the right education, that they have the right teachers in the school, that we have the right leadership so that these kids can be productive members of society. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we're going to be seeing this lady completely own a school board. So check it out.
God bless this mother. Watch this.
Hello, everyone. I've been coming here for 5 years now, and I was going to talk to you about some practical things that I thought you could change about 3210, but I've changed my mind. I've been really confused over the last 5 years as to why we spend 45 minutes to an hour of every public meeting talking about how great everyone is and how great everything is in the schools, and now I've figured it out. I figured it out because all these people came here to defend you all from hurtful words. This is obnoxious. Let me just say, there is one goal for the educational system. It should be to prepare children to enter careers, to be productive members of society. It is not a counseling session. It is not a self-help area. It is not somewhere to find yourself. And we should not be led by the children, for goodness sake. Right. The children are called dependents for a reason. Right. They depend on us who have fully developed brains. You cannot feel your way through life. The issues that we are talking about, we are bringing you statistics. We are talking about scholastics. We are talking about funding. We are talking about busing. We are talking about trying to figure out how to make our children be as successful as possible. And I am sure that that is your goal. And what we have been called tonight is what they're claiming that we're saying to children. We're having an adult conversation. There are not children in this room. We aren't going into the schools and calling them names. They call us Marxists and hateful and bigots and everything else under the sun. Well, let me tell you, less than 5% of the entire population of North Carolina identifies as LGBTQ. You guys all claim you want democracy. Well, you know what democracy is? Right. It's the majority plus one.
That's right.
It's 50 plus one. You know what? More than 50% of the people in this state claim that they believe in God, right. Almighty God, who made us male and female, right. God who made marriage between a man and a woman, God who said that we must protect our children. The fact that we can stand up here and we know, we can brag about all of the wonderful graduations, but we know the statistics. 50% of children did not pass their end of grade.
Pause it. Mike, how long is this video left on it? Huh? Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Oh my goodness, wait. We gotta slow down. Okay, my goodness, there's a lot here, y'all. There's a lot here so far. Y'all gotta let me, Wow, great stuff. I mean, seriously. First of all, we'll get back to the video in a second. First of all, this lady's great. I love it. From just taking their whole quote-unquote democracy worshiping that they do and turning it on its heel and just pounding their face with it. And then the whole, oh, it was so good, y'all. The whole, like, we're not here to be led by the children. We're here to lead the children, okay? And then she said that they're acting like children by calling each other these names. These, like, they call us Marxists, they call us racist, they call us all these things. It's great. This is perfect. And yeah, again, you're talking about democracy. You're talking about democracy, right? less than 5% of them identify as LGBT. So then why are we catering to what they want? We should be catering to what the people of God wants. Because look. I'm just pro-democracy here, okay? I believe the majority rules. Therefore, the Christians get to vote. And you know what? We vote none of that stuff in our school. We teach our kids about God. We bring back Bibles. We put it right next to the Constitution. We recite the sinner's or the Lord's Prayer every morning and the national anthem. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. Democracy. I'm just pro democracy. I'm just trying to support and protect our democracy. And so I'm trying to be a good citizen of the US and say, you know what? Majority rules, the Christians win. No more of the LGBT stuff in our school. Look, why is that a big deal? You know? This lady's right on point. And these adults act like kids, bro. Like, straight up kids. Like, they call each other names in these school board meetings. They kick you out if you hurt their little feelings. But we're not here to cater to their feelings, like that lady said. We're here to get stuff done. You know what I'm saying? We're here to make sure that our kids have the right education, that they have the right teachers in the school, that we have the right leadership so that these kids can be productive members of society. I'll let her keep finishing. Let's see the rest of this.
Hey, Tess, what are we celebrating? We have children coming up here telling us how horrible the mental health crisis is. Why? Most of us went to public school, and all of our peers are not in mental health crises. We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing to our children? I'm going to say, we are discussing things with them that they are not emotionally, intellectually, and morally able to handle. That is what is causing the anxiety. That is what is causing the depression.
Pause it real quick. Yeah, that is right. So, not only are they teaching the kids things that are just way too much, even if it is the truth, you got to chill. Just chill. Let little Johnny grow. But we have completely gone away from the Bible, right? And this is a hot take. I don't mind my kid reading Revelations, okay, compared to what they're showing him today. But, like, the reason why our kids are so confused because you know why our kids are confused? Because God is not a God of confusion, okay? So once you go away from God, you go to confusion. You know why our kids are depressed and sad? It's because they've gone away from the joy of the Lord. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like little children. And Jesus said, unless you become like a child, you will by no means enter his bosom. So, my friends, once you get away from God, the kids are going to get away from everything that is good, because nothing good comes from but God, okay? And so these schools that have gotten rid of prayer, they've gotten rid of the Bible, they've gotten rid of all these things that we had in there before, what's going to happen? And of course, you're only feeding the poison. It's okay. Look, and this is my thing. It's another hot take. It's okay. Like, I would send my kid to public school knowing that there's a little poison in there, but knowing that most of it's okay. Because, you know, my kid can discern. My kid comes home to me at the end of the day. I can tell him what's true and what's not. And he can go into school with that lens that I taught him from the Bible, right? He can discern between that. But if it's all poison, why would you send your kid to a concentration camp of poison from the public schools? And that's exactly what we're doing. And so these public schools, of course the mental health crisis is awful. Of course depression is at all-time high. Of course these kids are confused because we've completely gone away from biblical values being taught in the schools. I'll let her keep going. I'm sorry for cutting her off, but she's doing really good.
We need our children to be able to be children, to be able to be innocent, to be able to enjoy childhood and not know all of the drama and all of the difficulties in adult life. That is what we want. We want our children to be able to read and write and to think for themselves, and we demand that the children who fear God are protected in your spirit.
Yeah. My favorite videos are also when that pastor, I forgot his name, but he does stuff with Turning Point USA. We're actually going to have him on the show pretty soon. But he's so good. He goes to these school board meetings and he'll read the actual material out of these books to the school board meetings. And what they'll do is they'll kick him out and they'll turn off his microphone because it's too inappropriate to read the books that they have in the children's libraries to the school board members. So it's too inappropriate to read to the school board. It's too inappropriate for the audience, who are all adults and in the community, but it's not too inappropriate for little Johnny, who's in the children's library, sucking on his little thumb and reading about anal sex. You know, I'm sorry. You know, the hypocrisy is insane. And I want to end off with this. Like, people talk about, like, oh, Jaden, what about freedom? What about the freedom of choice and each child and each parent having the decision of where they go to school and what the schools teach? Honestly, if every parent and every school board member thought it was right to teach your children about LGBT stuff, I still would not be okay with it. Because it's not about who is making the decision for who. It's about what's right or wrong, okay? And what's right is teaching our kids what is morally taught in the Bible. I'm sorry. I will die on this hill. There is no reason to teach your kids about anything outside of that, because everything that we have in this country is based off that. That is our foundation. So if you have no foundation, then the rest of the building is going to come down like a house of cards. It's just going to come down, crashing down. And you see that with Gen Z right now, my generation. You see that with these kids They have no stability. They have no foundation. And people are just committing suicide, and they're taking their own lives, and they're honestly becoming, honestly, like just a bunch of people who aimlessly scroll on TikTok, have high depression rates, and these are gonna be people that are running our country in like 40 years. And honestly, y'all, I don't have much hope left besides of the little community that I have around myself. What I'm seeing on TikTok, what I'm seeing at the school board meetings, there is no shame, there's no guilt, there's no, how do you say, I don't know, like fear in any of these. They just don't care. Like, these school board members just don't care. And that's why, like, honestly, I've kind of cared less and less about general elections as I've kind of grown up in this kind of political movement. Our school boards, our local elections are like so much more important. And so if you're a parent, you need to get involved with your kid. You need to get involved with your school. Me personally, I mean, I'm 21 years old. I can't speak to what I'm going to do like in the future with my kid, but I just don't see myself sending him to public school, him or her. You know, I hope I have a son though, you know. He's going to be like a crazy athlete, you know, man of God type, you know. But I just don't see him or her going to public school. I just can't justify it. I don't see how you justify it now. You know, so that's my thing. And you know, free speech is important. We love free speech here, but my friends, not everything is free speech. You know, the LGBT stuff in our children's books, that doesn't count as free speech. That's inappropriate, right? We have laws already, like public indecency and stuff like that, or nudity. Well, I guess it depends on where you go now, but most places in America, you can't walk around naked. Neither should you be in a children's library with pornography, okay? That's not free speech, okay? And that's not what we mean by protect free speech and the First Amendment. Speaking of free speech, make sure you guys check out expressvpn.com/RSBN. It's a very great platform. They protect your data on all of your devices, all these big tech companies that are banning you for your free speech and kicking you off and censoring you because you're either conservative or Christian. They're making money off of you by tracking all of your data, tracking all of your search history, everything you click on. They build a huge profile on you, and then they sell it off to people who hate you, and they make their money off of it. And not only this, my friends, but what you could do is if you download this ExpressVPN app on your phone or your tablet or your computer, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. And this is going to make it a lot harder for these social media sites and these eavesdroppers to steal all of your data. Now, even better than this, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data. And just with one click, you can protect all of your devices at once, which is why they're rated number one by TechRadar. So my friends, protect your data. Go to expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you click on that link, you get 3 months free of an annual subscription. Again, that is expressvpn.com/RSBN. Protect your data, guys, and stay safe on the internet. I'm going to log off this video. Thank you guys for tuning in, though, and have a good rest of your week, and God bless. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. God bless.